Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Rip Russell. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive towards third. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher bunts in front of the plate. Scheffing catches it and throws to first to double up Whitek. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to second. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Schmitz drops the ball. Ott moves to third. Young moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ott scores. Young moves to third. Maynard moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Schumacher bunts for an out with unknown description. Whittek moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall is hit by the pitch. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso bunts for an out with unknown description. Marshall moves to second. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheffing takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Todd Presnell now pitching. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel scores. Gerges moves to third. Ott moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynard hits a fly ball for a double play. Gerges scores. It's 3-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel juggles the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Hack moves to second. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive towards first. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.